Hi, welcome. In this intermediate sampling lesson, we're going to build a Harriet Jackson percussion top loop in Ableton Live 12 for modern punch and vintage soul. I'll walk you through a practical, stock device workflow, warping and slicing the loop, creating a two-layer punch and soul stack, shaping transients and tone with drum boss, saturator and EQ8, adding parallel compression and a short plate-style reverb, applying a subtle groove for human feel, and finally resampling a finished stereo loop ready for a 174 BPM drum and bass session. What you'll make? A processed percussion top loop derived from a Harriet Jackson sample or a similar live percussion recording. Two complementary layers, a clean, transient forward punch layer and a saturated, textured soul layer. A finalized stereo loop, sent to parallel compression and reverb returns, with a little groove and vintage character applied. Let's get started. Preparation 1. Create a new live set and set the tempo to 174 BPM, or your target tempo. 2. Drag your Harriet Jackson loop into an audio track in session or arrangement view. Keep an untouched source copy muted for reference. Warp and tempo matching 3. Double-click the clip to open clip view and enable warp. 4. Set warp mode to beats, and for percussion tops, choose a preserve value like 1/16 or 1/32 to protect transients. Avoid complex or texture for this application, those can soften the attack. 5. Align the first downbeat warp marker to the grid start. If any hits sit a little ahead or behind, nudge transient warp markers so the loop locks to tempo without losing its natural feel. Decide slicing vs whole loop approach 6. Choose your path. Whole loop processing. Keep the clip as one piece and treat it with effects. This is faster and preserves the original bleed and vibe. Slice to MIDI. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use a one-shot simpler preset and slice by transients. This gives you a drum rack of slices you can reprogram. Pitch shift and humanize. For Harriet Jackson vibes, slicing is great to separate congas, cross sticks and hand percussion. Layering for punch and vintage soul 7. Duplicate the audio or the simpler slash sampler chain so you have two tracks, top, punch and top, soul, punch layer 8. Insert EQ8, high pass around 160-220 Hz with a steep slope to remove low bleed. Add a gentle bell boost between 2.5 and 4 kHz of about +2-4 dB for attack clarity. 9. Add drum boss. Set drive around 6-12%. Use crunch a little for grit. And use the transient control to increase punch. Trim any boominess on low mids as needed. 10. Add glue compressor on the chain for subtle glue. Try 2:1 ratio, attack 10-30 ms, release 60-150 ms, and aim for 2-4 dB of gain reduction. Soul layer 11. Place saturator before EQ, switch soft clip on and set drive around 2-4 dB. Pick a warm curve like tube or analog clip. 12. Follow with EQ8. Lift gently around 200-350 Hz plus 1.53 dB for warmth, and notch any harshness in the 3-6 kHz range. 13. Add redux or use additional saturator drive very subtly, for tape-like grit keep it tasteful. Optionally add corpus or light resonators for extra body. Transient shaping and timing 14. If you need more attack on the punch layer, use a transient shaper or tweak compressor attack times. Remember, slower attack values let the transient through and increase perceived punch. Faster attack tames the transient. 15. Open the groove pool. Try a small vintage or swing groove and drag it onto your clips. Scale timing and velocity between 5 and 20 to taste. Reduce velocity slightly for humanization around 80-95%. Parallel compression and reverb send 16. Create return track and put a glue compressor or compressor with aggressive settings on it for heavy parallel compression. Think high ratio, slowish attack, and a release that breathes. Send both punch and soul layers here. Blend so the compressor thickens transients but doesn't squash life. 17. Create return track B with hybrid reverb or a short plate style reverb. Set pre-delay 10-20 ms. Keep size small, and keep dry slash wet on the return around 15-25%. High pass or EQ the return above about 1 kHz to prevent mud. Send lightly to add sheen and vintage spatial glue. Stereo imaging and final polish 18. On the punch track, use utility to narrow width to about 60-80% so low energy stays centered. On the soul track, slightly widen utility width 110-140% or add a subtle chorus or ensemble for analog motion. 19. Route both tracks to a top loop bus. On the bus, use EQ8 for final tonal shaping. A gentle high shelf at around 10 kHz plus 1-2 dB for shimmer is common. Add multiband dynamics only if you need to tame specific bands. 20. Resample the bus. Create an armed audio track. set its input to the top loop bus, and record a looped pass of 1 to 4 bars. Consolidate, trim fades, and create a clean stereo clip. Save at 24-bit and label with tempo. Micro Variations and Vintage Artifacts 21. For extra vintage soul, add a low-level vinyl or noise layer, low-pass it, and sidechain it faintly so it breathes with the loop. Automating saturator drive or send levels over bars adds movement. Context Mixing and Final Checks 22. Sidechain the top loop bus subtly to your kick if necessary. Use glue compressor sidechain, and aim for 2-4 dB of reduction only when it masks low transients. 23. Place the loop in the arrangement and check it with bass and drums. Aim its energy between roughly 2 and 6 kHz for punch, and preserve warmth around 200-400 Hz for vintage soul. Keep low frequencies mono to avoid phase issues. Common mistakes to avoid: oversaturating. Too much drive kills transient detail. Use parallel saturation if needed. Using complex warp mode, it blurs transients. Use beats for top loops. Cutting too much midrange. Avoid broad scoops in 200-400 Hz or you'll lose warmth. Heavy reverb on the bus. Big reverbs wash clarity. Use short returns and EQ them. Widening lows. Don't stare in OI's low information. Mono it to preserve bass stability. Overquantizing slices. Keep human micro timing with groove and small randomization. Pro tips: save your punch and soul chains as rack presets for quick recall. Use sliced MIDI to rearrange fills and resample a fresh performance for contemporary feel. Automate a subtle low pass on the soul layer across 8-bar phrases to create push and release. Try a short Ha style delay carefully and always check in mono. Export your resample as WAV and FLAC at 24-bit and keep the original unfrozen set. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. Load a Harriet Jackson percussion loop at 174 BPM. Warp in beats mode. Slice to a new MIDI track and create a 2-bar pattern with velocity variation. Duplicate into punch and soul tracks. Apply EQ 8HP at 180 Hz plus drum bus drive 8% crunch 6% on punch. On soul, add saturator soft clip drive 3 dB and EQ 8 boost at 300 Hz plus 2 dB. Add returner with heavy glue compressor and return B with short hybrid reverb. Send both layers and resample a 2-bar stereo loop. Compare raw VDES processed and note 2 changes that improved punch and 2 that added vintage soul character. Recap to summarize, this lesson teaches how to make a Harriet Jackson percussion top loop in Ableton Live 12 for modern punch and vintage soul. Key moves are warping in beats mode, choosing between whole loop processing or slicing to MIDI, stacking a transient forward punch layer with a saturated soul layer, using drum bus, saturator, EQ8 and glue compressor for tone and dynamics, applying subtle groove and parallel compression, and resampling the final bus to a loop you can drop into a drum and bass session. Finish by labeling and saving your resample, checking loop crossfades, and testing it against different kick and bass patterns. Small adjustments, transient shaping, slight EQ bumps, or a touch of parallel compression make the difference between good and great. Good luck and enjoy crafting that top loop.